From screen time to hands-on time. After a long day at school, how do you spend your time? I play Minecraft, Mario Party, or watch YouTubers live streaming almost every day. Time flies and it's already 10 p.m. Ah, I had homework! I get it done, of course, but I can't get up the next morning. Thankfully, my mom drives me to school. This experience made me realize, screen time is lots of fun, but never enough. I feel empty after I'm done. Why is that? As I look to my brother, I see him building something with his Lego. So focused. Hands-on fun? I could try that. I picked up a pencil and started to draw. As I drew, questions popped into my head. What can I do to bring out the expressions? How do I balance the face parts and face line for a side view? How can I draw the wrinkles on the clothes to make it realistic? And you know what? Time flew by again. But this time, it felt different. It was rewarding. Even after I stopped drawing, the sense of fulfillment stayed with me for days. Why was that? I guess screen time is just me receiving information, so it tends to be passive. But creating art required my full attention and passion. I was being proactive. Through trial and error, I was making new discoveries, and I was getting better and better. It made me grow, and that was fulfilling me. I still play games, and I still enjoy YouTube, but they don't compare to the satisfaction I get from creating something with my own hands. So now, I don't just draw. I sew, and I make snacks with my family. If I have the energy, I even ride my bike to meet my friends. More hands-on time has definitely made me more connected to myself. So, if you are constantly on your devices and you're feeling empty, maybe it's time to introduce hands-on activity time to your daily life. Thank you.